In 2022, thousands of people were subjected to some of the nation's largest and most vicious cyber attacks on personal data, from the likes of Optus and Medibank hackings. So cybersecurity has become an increasingly important issue in today's digital age. And look, following the federal government's announcement of the establishment of the new National Office for Cybersecurity, two Charles Sturt academics have shone the light on the cybersecurity landscape in 2023. And I'm joined by one of those academics from the School of Computing, Mathematics and Engineering, Associate Professor Rafiqul Islam. Good afternoon, Rafiqul.
Good afternoon, Brett.
Thank you for joining me. This new office, the National Office for Cybersecurity that's been established, what will its main role be? What will it bring to the table?
Well, let me give you some insight before going to the main points. As we can see, the cybersecurity is a rapidly expanding industry that has become an increasingly important issue in today's digital age, where both hackers and security providers compete each other. And also, we can recall that the last 2 years, COVID-19 pandemic forced most of us, people of all ages, to work from home, which creates new cybersecurity risk and emphasizes our critical reliance on cyber for productivity, prosperity, as well as national security. And governments around the world are addressing this issue, and Australia is no exception. And we can see the Australian spend more time online than ever before. And as you mentioned, that Optus and Medibank incidents were also two of the most significant data breaches in Australian history in 2022. And thousands of people were victims due to the cyber attacks, breaching their personal data. Therefore, the creation of National Office for Cybersecurity is a positive step forward. A cybersecurity coordinator within the Australian government's Department of Home Affairs is in charge. The main focus is to lead emergency response to cyber attacks by establishing this office. In addition, cyber law will be revised to give the government greater authority to intervene. And as the Honourable Home Affairs Minister said, the Optus and Medibank hacks exposed flaws in Australia's cyber laws. Therefore, it is clear that the establishment of new office will bring together experts from various agencies in order to coordinate efforts and improve cybersecurity across the economy. It is critical to remember that cybersecurity is a very dynamic area and requires a special and dedicated focus to stay ahead of potential threats as well as ongoing adaptation and improvement. The government can take a proactive and game-changing approach to protecting Australians from cyber threats by establishing the National Office for Cybersecurity. And it can improve the coordination and collaboration, as I mentioned, across the agencies. And it can expand the definition of critical infrastructure, prioritizing the enforcement of existing laws and providing resources to rural and regional communities.
I take your point about the dynamic area, that is, cybersecurity. And it seems that a far more agile body is required here, and you're suggesting that this new body is rather agile. Are there challenges, cybersecurity challenges, for rural communities?
Definitely, that's a very good question. As you can see, the rural communities, and in particular First Nations, they are not fully aware about this area. As Australia develops its cybersecurity strategy, you know that 2023 to 2030, and it is critical that it includes all communities throughout the country, rural and First Nation communities. These groups are frequently overlooked in discussion about cybersecurity. And despite the fact that they are more vulnerable to cyber attacks and lack the resource to protect themselves, it is important for all of us to have inclusiveness. Listening to the perspectives and experience of these communities is especially important in developing the more comprehensive cybersecurity strategy that address their unique challenges and needs. And you know, the rural communities, they have lack of connections sometimes, and they are mostly using internet not very frequent. Therefore, the awareness is another important. And another challenge when it comes to the security and cybersecurity, their limited internal access resource is another another important issue here. Therefore, by listening to their experience and their concerns, that will give policymakers clear picture that which area they need to focus and need to ensure that the strategy is supporting their needs.
Rafiqul, Charles Sturt has established the Artificial Intelligence and Cyber Futures Institute. Is there a role for this institute to play in cybersecurity?
It can support government strategy, that means 2023 to 2030, with our unique understanding of rural and First Nation issues, as we are in constant dialogue with the traditional custodians of the land across all of our campuses. As you know, that CSU is regional university considered. The main aim of the center is to build trustworthy data-driven systems and embedded transparent reporting practice in the artificial intelligence-related research, in particular in New South Wales regional areas. Also to promote inclusive interoperable AI design relevant not only to cities but also the rural areas. And the objective is to advance research in artificial intelligence for regional futures and translate the research to address the real world problems. I believe this center will help a lot and will align with the strategy that government is initiated.
Rafiqul, thank you so much for giving us your cybersecurity landscape statement for 2023 and sharing with us some of the objectives of the Artificial Intelligence and Cyber Futures Institute at Charles Sturt University, and all the best with your work.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you for having me.
From the Charles Sturt School of Computing, Mathematics and Engineering, Associate Professor Rafiqul Islam giving us a bit of a cybersecurity landscape for 2023 in the context of, well, a bit of an issue really, with cybersecurity really being at its peak. This is Community Drive on 2MCFM.